Hi, this is Susan Keck, and I am at Montgomery Public Schools in Maryland. And I have with me Jan Purnell, and Jan is just going to tell you a little bit about herself. So Jan, can you just tell us where you teach and what you teach? And if you want to, you can tell us also how long you've been in education.
I started teaching in the Nixon administration, so that lets you know how old I am. I am a technology teacher at Digital Harbor High School in Baltimore, in the Inner Harbor. We are a four-year-old school. We are technology infused. We are a full inclusion school. And at the end of ninth grade, our students have to declare a major in one of four technology pathways: information systems and support, programming and software development, networking, and interactive video and media. I teach the ninth grade survey course to prepare them to make that decision.
Okay, thanks, Jan. And I asked Jan to speak with me today to just discuss the impact of infusing technology in the way we teach, and not necessarily just looking at technology integration in our instruction, but more so how can we integrate technology so students have those hands-on experiences. So if you could just talk to that, Jan, I'd appreciate it. Thanks.
Well, we're very lucky in that we have a tremendous amount of technology in my school. But even before I went there, I saw the importance of getting children to use technology. Our students are going to be the employees in the 21st century. And I don't care what job you do, whether you work at McDonald's or whether you work at Northrop Grumman, you're going to have to use a computer. You're going to have to use technology. And our students need to be trained in that. And it needs to be included in all subject areas, just like we've had to include math and reading into all subject areas. Technology needs to be included. It has to become an everyday part of what they do. It will engage your students. This is what they like. It helps you diversify for your students that have special needs. It engages them. It allows you to accommodate their needs in ways that we could not do before. It allows you to take your students to places that you can't go on a field trip, but you can take them there virtually. It expands their horizons, and it will prepare them to be the types of employees that we're going to need in this century.
Okay, thanks. And Jan, can you think of some specific examples, the way teachers are engaging students with technology, or do you have some students in mind that you can think of that you can tell us their story?
I had a young man in my ninth grade, when I was teaching English, my ninth grade English class, who was a non-reader and a non-writer. And because I was able to use technology, because I was able for him to record or dictate to someone who could type his work for him, because I was able to show him video and let him listen to things rather than read all the time, he was able to participate in my class fully and passed my class, you know, just fine. And a lot of people say, you know, how could that happen? He did the work, but he did it in his way. And many of our students do not do their work the way we did. And we have to learn to make those accommodations, and technology makes it so easy to do.
Okay, great. And could you talk just a little bit about how the technologies that students are using, how we could use them to help students build their literacies?
Well, my class is online. I'm very fortunate. We have Blackboard in Baltimore City, and my class is online. And all students in Baltimore City have the capability of getting into Blackboard. Every teacher's courses are online. So it allows them, those students who have technology at home, whether it's in their own home or at a public library or at a church or a neighborhood, it allows them to get access. And I don't care what you're doing on a computer, you have to read. You can't use technology if you can't read. Yes, there are icons, but when it comes right down to it, they've got to be able to read, and they've got to be able to manipulate through the machine to use it, and that's all part of literacy. And the more opportunities we give our children to use the technology and to use these skills, if you can engage them with the technology, you'll be able to get them on the other things as well.
Okay, great. And to close this conversation, Jan, we might have some teachers listening to saying, you know, I'm just really not comfortable, you know, with all the technology. The kids know more than I do. What advice would you give to them?
10 years ago, I was the biggest technophobe on the face of the earth. I would not touch a computer. I didn't think I needed it. I could teach my subject just fine. And a gentleman came into my class one day and said, we're starting a new program. You want to try a couple computers? And I thought, well, if I can get something for free, I'll do it. That day changed my life. I don't teach the way I used to. I enjoy it much more. I am engaging my students. I see their response. Their response is very positive now. It has allowed me to make things that had become pretty mundane exciting. I can make things exciting. And you can take the most mundane subject. I mean, you can make grammar exciting using technology.
Can you give us an example of what that might look like?
What I did, I used my daily drill is always in PowerPoint. That way I can save them and I don't have to keep making them year after year. And you can write in PowerPoint, for those of you that don't know that. So when you're doing grammar or something, you can put a sentence up there that needs to be, you know, corrected with punctuation and capitalization. You let the kids do it. And boy, if they can use the teacher stuff to correct that on the screen in front of everybody, they get excited and they want to do it.
Okay, great. Jan, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. You have a great night.
Thank you very much. You too. I hope that was okay.